Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Case studies in eclectic astrology, planets in nakshatras for Tracy. Jupiter in Mrigashira, first house, lord of 8th and 12th, Tracy's Jupiter in Mrigashira in the first house infuses her identity with the curiosity of a seeker and the gentle, flexible wisdom of one who learns through exploration and inner transformation. As the lord of the 8th and 12th houses, both deeply karmic and spiritual domains, Jupiter plays a critical role in shaping her path through psychological rebirth, emotional healing, and spiritual dissolution. Mrigashira, ruled by Mars and symbolized by the deer's head, lends Tracy an alert, wandering, and inquisitive nature. Jupiter in this nakshatra brings a soft intellectualism. She doesn't preach truth, she searches for it. This search is deeply tied to her sense of self. Others may perceive her as thoughtful, graceful, and emotionally intelligent, yet she is always scanning the horizon for the next layer of meaning. As Eighth Lord, Jupiter fuels a fascination with transformation, psychology, or mystical knowledge. As 12th Lord, it draws her towards solitude, dreams, spiritual service, or escape. Her wisdom comes through dissolving old identities, experiencing emotional death and rebirth cycles, and helping others navigate crisis or spiritual disorientation. Learning highs emerge when she embraces her spiritual curiosity and allows her journey to unfold in stages, through silence, observation, and adaptability. Lows arise when she gets lost in scattered interests, avoids depth out of restlessness, or uses spiritual concepts to escape deeper emotional work. Lifestyle tendencies may include involvement in metaphysical studies, healing, writing, spiritual travel, or work in retreat settings. She may serve others best, not through fixed roles, but through presence, listening, and insight delivered gently, like a deer pausing at the forest's edge. Drawing from the planets in nakshatra insights, Jupiter in Mrigashira indicates that Tracy's intelligence flourishes when she engages life as a philosophical journey, through gentle inquiry, emotional agility, and layered observation. Her intellectual highs arise from piecing together subtle patterns and transforming confusion into insight. Her lows occur when she drifts too long without anchoring her insights into lived experience. Ultimately, Jupiter in Mrigashira blesses Tracy with a spiritually agile, emotionally perceptive, and seeker-centered wisdom, empowering her to transmute identity crises into soulful learning and to find fulfillment by merging intellectual curiosity with deep emotional and karmic renewal. Rahu in Rohini, first house, lord of 10th. Rahu in Rohini in the first house gives Tracy a magnetic, sensually powerful, and emotionally resonant presence, one that effortlessly draws attention yet carries deep karmic undercurrents tied to identity, beauty, and public perception. As the functional lord of the 10th house via dispositor moon, this placement binds her public life, career path, and worldly reputation to how she embodies grace, allure, and emotional charm. She doesn't just enter a room, she shifts its emotional temperature. Rohini, ruled by the moon and associated with the goddess Lakshmi, brings symbolism of fertility, abundance, and aesthetic grace. Rahu here amplifies these themes with a disruptive but glamorous edge. Tracy's face, voice, and presence hold a hypnotic appeal. She may become the center of attention in ways that feel both destined and unexpected. This charisma, particularly in how she speaks and presents herself, can lead to sudden wealth, recognition, or opportunity. From the planets in nakshatra insights, ancestral links to goddess worship or artistic lineages, such as fertility deities, agriculture, or fine arts, may play out through her karmic field. She may inherit spiritual or aesthetic gifts that now draw others to her path, even across cultures or through foreign platforms. However, these gifts also come with the challenge of managing fame, jealousy, and the emotional volatility that comes from being idealized or misunderstood. As 10th Lord, Rahu drives her toward careers involving glamour, sensual expression, voice, media, luxury, or creative influence. Yet, the deeper lesson lies in grounding that visibility in authenticity, not being consumed by external adoration or the temptation of indulgence. If unbalanced, this placement can lead to obsession with luxury, emotional validation through beauty, or chasing illusions of fame. Emotional highs come when she embraces her charisma as a channel for service, storytelling, or divine feminine embodiment. Lows emerge when her identity becomes overly fused with status, appearance, or the need to be seen. Lifestyle tendencies may include sudden interest in glamorous industries, artistic communities, foreign travel, luxury aesthetics, or goddess-based spiritual practices. There may even be pivotal life moments connected to agriculture, ancestral lands, or symbolic encounters with fertility, oxen, rural rituals, red earth. Ultimately, Rahu and Rohini blesses Tracy with a sensually rich, emotionally magnetic, and socially radiant identity, empowering her to transmute karmic fame into soulful leadership and to find fulfillment by aligning her emotional magnetism with grace, humility, and grounded creative purpose. Moon in Chitra, 5th house, Lord of 3rd. Moon in Chitra in the 5th house gives Tracy a dramatic, emotionally expressive, and creatively intense personality. As the Lord of the 3rd house, the moon governs her communication style, mental courage, and daily interactions. Its placement in the 5th house connects her emotional body to matters of love, children, creativity, and performance. Her emotional intelligence is artistic, performative, and subtly commanding, especially when engaging in storytelling, mentoring, or romantic self-expression. Chitra, ruled by Mars and symbolized by the brilliant jewel, infuses the moon with a need to craft beauty out of emotional tension. Tracy experiences emotions with a designer's eye. Each feeling must take form, be refined, or become visible. She may feel most emotionally secure when her internal experiences are expressed creatively, either through art, writing, or deeply personal exchanges. As Third Lord, her communication is emotionally vivid. She expresses herself with flair and sometimes theatrical nuance, which can deeply influence those around her. There is a need to emotionally create through her words, to design dialogues, and even emotionally choreograph relationships in ways that allow her to feel in control of the emotional environment. Drawing from the planets in nakshatra insights, Moon in Chitra may indicate a karmic emotional mission of refining chaos into elegance, using artistic or emotional vision to transform disorder into beauty. Her emotional highs come when she channels vulnerability into something beautiful and seen, an artistic piece, a romantic gesture, or a moment of connection with a child or admirer. Emotional lows arise when her need for emotional perfection or external admiration leads to suppression or emotional vanity. This moon often carries ancestral links to craftspeople, builders, architects, or artists, those who shaped form from feeling. She may be drawn to professions or expressions where design, performance, or emotionally intelligent leadership is required. Her emotional body may also hold ancestral memory of needing to look perfect or hold it together, especially in the public eye or within family dynamics. Lifestyle tendencies may include journaling, performance arts, emotional parenting, romantic storytelling, or an aesthetic obsession with emotionally expressive beauty, fashion, decor, or emotionally rich literature. There's often a secret longing to be admired not just for beauty, but for emotional depth crafted with intention. Ultimately, Moon in Chitra blesses Tracy with a sculptor's emotional intelligence, poised, expressive, and artistically transformative, empowering her to transmute emotional sensitivity into creative legacy, and to find fulfillment through emotionally elegant storytelling, romantic courage, and heartfelt, visible artistry. Ketu in Anuradha, 7th house, Lord of 7th. Ketu in Anuradha in the 7th house brings a spiritually detached, deeply loyal, and karmically charged influence to Tracy's partnerships and relational identity. As both occupant and ruler of the 7th house, Ketu represents not only her experience of one-on-one relationships, but also her soul's evolutionary path through intimacy, devotion, and emotional boundaries. Anuradha, ruled by Saturn and symbolized by the lotus, blooming in dark waters, emphasizes love through emotional depth, commitment and internal transformation. Ketu here severs superficial connections, drawing Tracy towards soul-deep relationships that mirror past life bonds or unfinished emotional contracts. Her partnerships may often begin with spiritual or magnetic resonance, but eventually demand release, maturity, or solitude for growth. K2's presence indicates that she may have already mastered the relational realm in past lifetimes, leading to an instinctive understanding of others' emotional needs, but also a disinterest in typical relationship dramas or social definitions of romance. She may enter unions that feel preordained, intense, or spiritually significant, but often come with a lesson in detachment, sacrifice, or letting go. Drawing from the planets in Nakshatra Insights, Ketu in Anuradha often signals karmic ties to emotional contracts, unfinished promises, or service-based bonds. Emotional highs come when she surrenders to the divine timing and depth of a connection, even if it defies conventional form. Emotional lows arise when she clings to ideals of loyalty or seeks fulfillment in partners not aligned with her spiritual evolution. There may also be ancestral memory around being in service to a partner or community, or having experienced emotional loss that now expresses as caution and commitment. This placement can lead to solitude within relationships or periods of deep emotional reprocessing through the lens of devotion and spiritual maturity. Lifestyle tendencies include seeking emotional quiet in relationships, avoiding emotionally loud or needy dynamics, attraction to emotionally complex or unavailable partners, and a natural affinity for spiritual or long-distance partnerships. She may also be drawn to devotion-based practices like mantra, sacred music, or mystic literature as a form of emotional connection. Ultimately, Ketu in Anuradha blesses Tracy with a spiritually refined, karmically wise, and emotionally introspective relationship path, empowering her to transmute relational attachment into devotion and to find fulfillment by walking the sacred edge between intimacy and emotional liberation. Sun in Uttara Ashada, 8th house, Lord of 4th. Sun in Uttara Ashada in the 8th house gives Tracy a private but powerful inner identity, rooted in emotional endurance, legacy, and hidden strength. As Lord of the 4th house, the Sun governs her emotional base, sense of home, and internal security. Its placement in the 8th suggests that emotional belonging and identity are forged through transformation, crisis, and profound emotional rebirth. Uttara Ashada, ruled by the Sun and symbolized by the elephant's tusk, carries the energy of righteous authority, quiet endurance, and long-term victory. The Sun here adds a regal undertone to her emotional life. She is not outwardly expressive, but inwardly authoritative, with strong convictions formed through emotional and spiritual testing. As fourth lord in the 8th, Tracy may have experienced disruptions, losses, or secrecy within the family structure or home environment, yet these experiences have catalyzed her emotional strength and psychological depth. She may carry inherited emotional burdens or be the one tasked with healing ancestral wounds related to land, maternal lineage, or emotional instability. Her identity is deeply tied to emotional transformation. She shines when navigating taboos, emotional secrets, or complex legacies. She may be drawn to healing roles, psychology, mystical study, or roles that require both emotional presence and the ability to hold darkness without flinching. Drawing from the planets in Nakshatra Insights, the Sun in Uttara Ashada in the 8th highlights karmic themes of emotional resilience and longstanding commitment to personal truth. Emotional highs come when she leads others through healing, offers sanctuary to the emotionally wounded, or claims her spiritual and emotional power with dignity. Emotional lows arise when she suppresses her needs for the sake of duty, or when pride blocks vulnerability and emotional connection. Lifestyle tendencies may include private healing rituals, commitment to long-term emotional work, attraction to spiritual or ancestral studies, or leadership in emotionally intense environments. She is often a quiet guide, a protector of inner emotional truths, and someone who seeks stability through transformation. Ultimately, Sun in Uttara Ashada blesses Tracy with a quietly regal, emotionally enduring, and transformational identity, empowering her to transmute emotional hardship into spiritual authority and to find fulfillment through legacy, emotional mastery, and inner radiance forged in shadow. Mercury in Purva Ashada, 8th house, Lord of 2nd and 5th. Mercury in Purva Ashada in the 8th house suggests a deep, intuitive, and strategic intellect that thrives in emotional complexity, hidden knowledge, and transformation. As Lord of the 2nd and 5th houses, Mercury governs Tracy's speech, family legacy, learning style, and creative intelligence. Its placement in the 8th house adds a layer of mystique, making her a researcher of the unspoken, a communicator of emotional truths, and a thinker shaped by crisis and regeneration. Purva Ashada, ruled by Venus and symbolized by the invincible winnowing basket, conveys victory through purification, discernment, and deeper truth. Here, Mercury doesn't operate on surface wit. Instead, it processes emotions, secrets, and patterns of transformation. Her intellect is attracted to psychology, mysticism, and any system that allows her to decode complex dynamics, astrology, tantra, or trauma healing. As the second lord, Mercury in this house can give a speech style that is soft, secretive, and sometimes strategic. She chooses words carefully, often after deep thought or emotional evaluation. With rulership over the fifth house, her learning style is intuitive and emotionally intelligent, thriving in environments that value inner vision over rote knowledge. From the Planets and Nakshatra Insights, Mercury in Purva Ashada suggests strategic communication skills for debates, legal matters, and teaching. Emotional mastery through speech, storytelling, and sharing ancient wisdom. Intellectual triumph through emotional insight and spiritual discernment. Transformative healing through poetic, philosophical, or symbolic language. Natural teacher energy, especially in emotionally or spiritually dense topics. Emotional highs arise when she translates personal transformation into service through counseling, teaching, or creating safe spaces for deep dialogue. Emotional lows occur when she becomes too emotionally entangled in her intellectual pursuits or when her truth-telling alienates those not ready to hear it. Ultimately, Mercury in Purva Ashada blesses Tracy with a penetrating, emotionally strategic intellect, empowering her to transmute emotional intensity into deep wisdom, to learn through life's storms, and to speak truths that heal, even when they challenge. Mars in Dhanishta, 9th house, Lord of 7th and 12th. Mars in Dhanishta in the 9th house channels Tracy's logical drive into ambitious, disciplined action in the realms of higher learning, spiritual systems, travel, and justice. As the Lord of the 7th and 12th houses, Mars governs her one-on-one partnerships, 7th, and her subconscious desires, detachment, and spiritual liberation, 12th. This placement merges relational karma and hidden spiritual impulses into a visible expression of willpower, righteousness, and philosophical momentum. Dhanishta, ruled by Mars and symbolized by the drum, thrives on rhythm, repetition, and collective energy. Mars here gives Tracy a potent ability to lead through structured effort, especially in group settings that require teaching, ethical direction, or spiritual resilience. She likely feels driven to establish herself in belief-based systems, religion, law, academia, or international service, with a personal rhythm that reflects intense purpose. As Seventh Lord, this Mars makes her partnerships intellectually rich, but also charged with intensity. She may attract partners who challenge her worldview or push her toward new philosophical ground. As 12th Lord, it gives her a hidden warrior spirit, someone who fights quiet battles, perhaps through writing, teaching, or spiritual devotion, and whose personal growth depends on sacrifice, surrender, or disciplined isolation. Drawing from the Planets and Nakshatra Insights for Mars in Dhanishta, strategic martial leadership in fields like education, spirituality, or reform. Spiritual rhythms linked to mantras, rituals, and sacred sound traditions. Karmic victories achieved through philosophical endurance and teaching roles. Protective karma in relationships, especially with teachers, guides, or foreign figures. Strong link to travel-based learning, ancestral rituals, or dharmic codes. Logical highs arise when she channels her strength into long-term vision, service-based action, or ethical leadership. Lows occur when her logic becomes rigid, competitive, or when partnerships test her need for control versus surrender. Ultimately, Mars in Dhanishta blesses Tracy with a rhythmic, purposeful, and spiritually disciplined logic, empowering her to transmute action into alignment, to guide others with force and grace, and to find fulfillment through partnerships and philosophies that match her internal fire and sacred tempo. Venus in Shravana, 9th house, Lord of 1st and 6th. Venus in Shravana in the ninth house brings a refined, service-oriented aesthetic to Tracy's beliefs, teachings, and long-distance journeys. As the lord of both the first and sixth houses, Venus governs her core identity, first, and the way she engages with service, health, and duty, sixth. Its placement in the ninth, the house of Dharma, higher wisdom, and mentors, makes her naturally graceful in navigating philosophy, education, and interpersonal ethics with a strong preference for emotional resonance and harmony. Shravana, ruled by the moon and symbolized by the ear, emphasizes sacred listening, storytelling, and quiet observation. Venus here seeks beauty not in glamour, but in meaningful teachings, healing sounds, and emotionally resonant truths. Tracy may be drawn to devotional music, mantra chanting, spiritual counseling, or artistic rituals that connect people to higher values. Her identity is softened by her ability to guide, advise, and serve through aesthetic presence and wise compassion. As First Lord in the Ninth, she personifies grace in teaching roles, whether as a spiritual guide, mentor, or cultural preserver. As Sixth Lord, she brings elegance to service roles, resolving conflict through beauty, tact, and empathy. There's a natural devotional thread that runs through both her personal philosophy and daily work, perhaps influenced by family values, ancestral wisdom, or ritual practice. Drawing from the planets and nakshatra insights for Venus and Shravana, love for sacred music, poetry, or temple-based arts, graceful presence as a mentor or teacher, especially in healing or artistic fields, karmic path through devotion and listening, especially to elders, traditions, or subtle energies. Emotional refinement in spiritual partnerships, especially through mutual learning. Tendency to serve or advise leaders in religious, artistic, or educational institutions. Emotional and aesthetic highs arise when she embodies spiritual values through creative acts, curating sacred spaces, teaching rituals, or uplifting others through soft guidance. Lows may emerge when she suppresses her needs to maintain peace or when emotional sensitivity is mistaken for weakness. Ultimately, Venus in Shravana blesses Tracy with a devotional, artistically intelligent, and spiritually attuned aesthetic presence, empowering her to transmute everyday service into soulful beauty and to find fulfillment through gentle leadership, ritual artistry, and the sacred art of listening. Saturn in Purva Bhadrapada, 10th house, lord of 9th and 10th, Saturn in Purva Bhadrapada in the 10th house anchors Tracy's professional path in discipline, mysticism, and long-term karmic responsibility. As the lord of both the 9th and 10th houses, Saturn governs her dharma, life philosophy, beliefs, spiritual path, and karma, career, public image, legacy. Its placement in the 10th house amplifies its natural authority, but in Purva Bhadrapada, a nakshatra of spiritual fire, transformation, and moral paradox, it gives a unique weight to how she serves, leads, and fulfills her destiny. Purva Bhadrapada, ruled by Jupiter, is symbolized by the front legs of a funeral cot, signifying transition, protection, and the burning away of illusion. Saturn here suggests Tracy's career is a soul assignment. She may be tasked with managing serious or taboo subjects, death, transformation, healing, institutional service, or sacred responsibilities, especially those requiring solitude, ethical clarity, or emotional detachment. As both 9th and 10th Lord, this Saturn gives her the role of a structured reformer, a guide, teacher, or systems builder who walks a high path, but not without delay, resistance, or internal solitude. Her success comes slowly but with gravity. She is not here for quick wins, but for lasting impact. She may serve institutions, governments, or spiritual organizations where endurance and karmic maturity are essential. Drawing from the planets and nakshatra insights for Saturn in Purva Bhadrapada, karma around protecting sacred knowledge or ethical structures, destiny linked to guiding others through transition or moral complexity. Natural role as an institutional pillar, quiet, stabilizing, unshakable. Challenges with early recognition, authority figures, or delayed purpose. Power to reform outdated systems with spiritual and ethical discipline. Work-related highs arise when she embraces slow mastery, spiritual responsibility, and wise leadership. Lows occur when the weight of duty suppresses her emotional truth, or when fear of exposure leads to over-control or withdrawal. Ultimately, Saturn in Purva Bhadrapada blesses Tracy with a karmically aligned, spiritually sober, and institutionally grounded work ethic. empowering her to transmute delay into integrity and to find fulfillment by building sacred legacies that stand the test of time.
Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then add the final touch with two for $8 on select 2.5 or 3-quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 9/3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.